We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo. Angela Yee's having some technical difficulties. What up, Charlamagne?
Peace to the planet. It's Friday. Good morning.
Yes, it's Friday. The weekend is here. Good morning.
Yeah, man, it's Friday. Wake up, you know, stretch what you need to stretch. Mm-hmm. Okay, yawn if you need to yawn. Brush what you need to brush. Wash what you need to wash. And let's get to it. Last day of the week. How y'all feeling out there?
Oh, man, yes. It's Friday. The weekend is here. I'm feeling good. Long day yesterday, but I am feeling good. Let me shout out to Lincoln Tech. Lincoln Tech is, I believe they call it a parochial school. Is that what they call it? Did I say that right?
I have no idea.
Well, Lincoln Tech is a school that it's a 2-year school that they focus on different things. One is healthcare and the other is cars. So automobiles. So anything that happens to cars, whether it's learning cars, getting into the car trade. Yesterday they had their 75th anniversary. So if you're ever into getting into cars, fixing cars, anything that happened to do with cars or healthcare, it's a perfect school. They sponsor all my car shows. So it was their 75th anniversary dinner. So I stopped by there yesterday at their gala. So shout to Lincoln Tech, Tina, and everybody that works over there. And that's all across the country. So we appreciate you guys. What you do, Charlamagne? Anything?
Huh? Man, you know, I'm a big Marvel head.
What you got in
your
mouth?
I'm a big comic book guy. I was eating a hard-boiled egg. I'm a big comic guy, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a big Marvel head. So last night, I went to go see Doctor Strange 2 in the Multiverse of Madness. You know, if you're a Marvel head, you've been really looking forward to that. You probably just finished Moon Knight on Wednesday night. And I had to be there, front and center. soon as Multiverse of Madness opened up. So I went to go see it last night.
Was it good?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was expecting a little bit more of something, but that was just me and my expectations and watching too much YouTube. That's so.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Kobe from Jacksonville, Florida. How y'all doing this morning?
Kobe, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
I just wanted to touch on the high price in houses. I don't know about anywhere else, but, like, I met a gentleman the other day, too, and he was telling me how, like, a lot of people from up north, they'll come down to, like, Florida and stuff, and, like, the house would be, like, $300,000, but they got the up north money, so they don't mind dropping, like, $400,000, $450,000, and, like, it just got, like, it's real bad down here when it comes to renting houses and stuff. And,
yeah, that's everywhere. That's not just Florida. That's all around the world. The prices are higher than what they should be.
Yeah, and another thing, I just had my first child. It'll be a month on Wednesday.
Congrats.
On Sunday, and I just want advice on what I should do for my baby mama on her first Mother's Day. It's her first Mother's Day as well.
Get her some time off if you can.
Yeah, because that'll be the main thing. If she likes spas, you get her a little massage in the spa, you take care of everything while she's just relaxing and chilling. I think that'll be the main thing.
She wants some sleep more than anything right now. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying. Not saying I work so much during the day, and when I close my eyes at night, I ain't worth a damn. I'm tired too much. I try my best soon as I like. Not saying get out work and before I go to sleep. So yeah, I think I might just get her
right
day out.
You should get it really early to start celebrating her, so you're up before her.
And something sentimental.
I already beat you to the punch, man. Like every morning before I wake up, you know what I'm saying? I sit by six diapers beside her, on her side of the bed. I may buy 4 or 5 bottles before I leave out, you know what I'm saying? I do my best. I know I ain't worth the that night. So I try to do my best.
And something good sentimental. Good man, good man. It's her first Mother's Day, something that she'll always remember for life. So something sentimental.
She's going to remember that sleep.
All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Shanae.
Hey, Shanae, get it off your chest.
Shanae.
Hey, I don't have anything to get off my chest. I just wanted to thank you guys. I listen to you guys every single day on my way to work, and I love the positivity and the message that you guys put out, and I hope to listen to you guys for years and years to come.
Well, thank you so much, Shanae. You have a great
Well, that was
weekend.
Nice. Thank you.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
About time. What's going on?
Yeah. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Charlamagne sat down with Lala on his Hollywood Reporter interview. Shout out to Lala. We saw her last night at Natina's birthday celebration. And one of the things she talked about was her own mental health and staying busy.
But also, it's become a crutch for me to sometimes I have to deal with a lot of things going on in my life. Staying busy.
And the trauma response
trauma. Is a trauma response. Man. That hit me so hard because I feel in a lot of ways that's me as well. So there's positive and negatives in it because sometimes I don't know how to slow down because I worry if I slow down, then like the reality of a lot of other things in my life will hit.
Mm.
So I just work and take care of Cayenne. That's like what I know how to do and what I know I'm really great at.
What you running from, La?
A broken heart.
Now, another thing talked about was having a high-profile marriage and people watching you to be like, I told you so.
It was a lot of pressure. You know, it's good that comes with it and it's bad. When it's good, it's good. And when it's bad, it's bad. Because when it's bad, then everybody got something to say about it. Everybody has, well, I knew, or I should have thought, she should have known, or this and that. But I didn't know a lot of it. I went into it because this is somebody I loved, but I was leading with love. I wasn't leading with anything else. It happened, and it was a learning experience, and it's just another chapter in my life that I can learn from, but it's also the chapter that brought me my greatest gift, which was my son.
All right, yeah, you can check out that full interview. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she talked about a lot of things pertaining to her professional and personal life, and she talked about her divorce for the first time and how, you know, stepping away from her divorce made her marriage made her stronger. So go check that interview out on my YouTube channel and the Hollywood Reporter YouTube channel.
I seen Lala last night. Shout out to Lala, man. Dope interview.
All right, now, Kevin Samuels, a controversial YouTuber has passed away. He was 56 years old, and this is all according to Melanie King, who says she's a close friend of his. She revealed on Thursday that she got family confirmation that he has passed away. She said it's 100% true, and the family has yet to publicly announce his death. But according to reports, he suffered from cardiac arrest, a heart attack, but these have not yet been confirmed. But a lot of people did pay tribute to him. Even though he had a lot of controversial things to say, you never wish that on anyone. So our condolences to his family and friends.
Yeah, I'm definitely sending healing energy to that brother's family. As a person who prays and wants to live a long life, I don't wish dying suddenly at 56 on nobody. Because he wasn't sick or nothing, right?
I don't know what his health status was prior to that. All right, now DaBaby won't be facing any charges for his involvement in the shooting of a trespasser at his home in North Carolina in April. So according to local authorities, officers arrived on the scene. Remember, they found one subject suffering from a non-life-threatening gunshot wound, and he had reportedly traded words with the intruder before shooting him in the leg. He confirmed all of that on Instagram. And he's not going to face charges for that situation.
He shouldn't. You hop the fence, and I got to defend myself. I'm scared. All these things that's been happening to me, and then you hop the fence? No, nope, not at all.
I agree.
I mean, they still have to investigate. So just giving you an update. All right, now Kehlani has said that. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
All right, now Kehlani. Kehlani has shut down future interviews, and she said no more interviews on her Instagram story. Support the music or don't. I'm done. She said, all I care about is my fans. Only people I care about serving is the fans. I'm here for y'all, and that's it.
I respect that.
She was supposed to do an interview with us this week, and she canceled, so I guess she's standing by it.
Drop on a clue.
Well, they said she was sick. Mm-hmm. And I know she canceled a couple of other things that she had. I know she had a couple of other interviews that day that she also didn't do, so it wasn't just us. So I'm not sure what's going on with her, but, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, Romeo Miller says that he lost fans after becoming a dad. He spoke to Tashara Jones at Page Six, and here's what he had to say about having a baby.
I lost a lot of fans was like sending me hate mail when I had my daughter, because a lot of people did feel it was supposed to be them. Yeah. And as weird as that sound, I kind of like felt like that pressure growing up, being a child star. You have a different connection with your fans. It's like your fans are really a part of your life. So I think that's why it even took so long, because I'm like, okay, if when that day comes, I got to make sure it's with the right person. It's not just a moment that happened by accident, but it has to be with somebody who's truly deserving, because it's going to break a lot of hearts out there.
Ooh, that's a lot of pressure. But yeah, you got to live your own life for you, not for what people might have to say or think, or for the fans whose feelings might be hurt, because it should be them. If they're really your fans, they should appreciate that and support you and be happy for you. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Yes, and let's talk about the new White House press secretary after Jen Psaki has stepped away. She left her role. She's leaving her role next week, and Joe Biden has announced who is going to be holding that new position.
All right. And also coming up next hour, Jack Harlow will be joining us. He has an album coming out today. It's called, I was going to say, hurry up and come home.
The kids miss you.
Yeah, come home. The kids miss you. Yeah, so we'll talk to Jack Harlow when we come back as well. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
I teamed up with Zyrtec for this allergy relief message. Springtime brings vibrancy to the air and pollen. So I take Zyrtec when allergy symptoms start. Save the tissues and live vibrantly with Zyrtec. Starts working at hour one and stays strong day after day.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yeezy?
Well, let's start with the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. The FDA has announced yesterday they are limiting the emergency use authorization of that vaccine to people 18 and older from whom other vaccines aren't appropriate or accessible. And those who opt for Johnson & Johnson because they won't otherwise get vaccinated. They said in a statement that change is being made because of the risk of a rare and dangerous clotting condition called thrombosis that people have been getting after receiving the vaccine. They said they've been closely monitoring that vaccine and following the administration and have used updated information from their safety surveillance systems to revise it. So that also applies to booster doses, by the way. All right, and Karine Jean-Pierre is the new White House press secretary. Jen Psaki is leaving her role next week, President Joe Biden announced in a statement Thursday. She's also the first Black and out LGBTQ person to hold that position. Here is what Karine Jean-Pierre had to say.
This is a historic moment, and it's not lost on me. I understand how important it is for so many people out there, so many different communities that I stand on their shoulders, and I have been throughout my career. And so it is an honor and a privilege to be behind this podium in about a week or so when Jen is ready. And that that is something that I will honor and do my best to represent this president and this first lady the best that I can, but also the American people. I think if you are passionate about what you want to be or where you want to go and you work very hard to that goal, it will happen.
Why is Jen Psaki leaving? Do we know?
She's going to MSNBC.
She announced it a while ago.
Did we ever figure out who? She's going to be a political pundit on MSNBC.
And did we ever figure out who Joe Biden, his hand he was trying to shake? Did we ever find that out?
Shut up, man.
I just want to know. Hand he was shaking, man.
Hey, salute to that sister, too. Salute to that sister, the new press secretary. And I hope we can get some legislation to go along with all that representation. Legislation to protect voting rights, abortion rights, legislation in the form of the George Floyd Policing Act, legislation in the form of Build Back Better. That's what's going to get people to the polls. Representation is great, but representation with legislation is what really energizes voters.
All right. Well, last May, Karine Jean-Pierre became the second Black woman in history to hold the daily press briefing. She served in the White House's senior communications team since Joe Biden took office. And before that, she was an advisor to his campaign and a chief of staff to now Vice President Kamala Harris. Her family includes her partner, CNN national correspondent Suzanne Malveaux, and their daughter. So here is what Jen Psaki had to say. And by the way, Jen Psaki's last day will be May 13th. And here's what she said.
I just want to take the opportunity to celebrate and congratulate my friend, my colleague, my partner in truth, Karine Jean-Pierre, the next White House press secretary. First, as you all know, she will be the first Black woman, the first out LGBTQ+ person to serve in this role, which is amazing because representation matters. She will give a voice to so many and allow and show so many what is truly possible when you work hard and dream big, and that matters. And we should not, we should celebrate that.
All right.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Yeah, a lot of people leaving the White House. You know, Cedric Richmond quietly left the White House a couple weeks ago, too. And it's like he didn't get no press conference.
A lot of people are spooked, man.
He's leaving his role as a senior advisor to the president.
A lot of people are spooked, man. When the president got off that stage and he started shaking the hand of nobody, people are spooked about that, bro.
Like the White House got ghosts. Hey, the White House got ghosts. We got to get out of here. White House is haunted. I need to be somewhere safer.
Absolutely. When we come back, Jack Harlow will be joining us. He has an album that's out today, so we're going to kick it with Jack Harlow. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes,
first
indeed.
Time on the show. Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. But we trashed the last one because we wanted him in person.
Yeah, we trashed it. We just decided to wait till he can come in studio.
Come in
person,
yeah, that's right.
I think I wasn't there for it.
We got a debut in real life.
Yes, Jack
Jack Harlow is here.
What to do?
Welcome. Album is out today.
Now I understand the white man can't jump casting. I didn't know you was that tall.
Yeah, no one seems to.
How tall are you? Like 6'2"?
6'3".
Wow. Okay, it makes sense. So you can hoop in real life?
I'm useful.
You're like a whole foot taller than Charlamagne.
I mean, let's just say I've been spending the last few weeks sharpening.
Oh, so they got you like training.
I mean, they
I guess.
Me to be good. I got it's in everyone's best interest for me to be good. And so I have no doubt I'll look good, but my whole life my brain's been rebounding in defense.
Got you.
So how did you have to audition? Did you have to play hoops or was it just more acting?
I think the only person they wanted was me.
Really?
So I don't know if I had any comp, but they wanted me to read. So mm-hmm. I read a few lines and I showed them that I was competent. But this is my first role. So
and is it Billy Hoyt? Is it the same thing?
No, it's a new character.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I thought it was a remake, like y'all playing the character.
I mean, it's influenced by, but it's a new movie. It's a new story.
Can you jump? Can you?
I can jump. I'll tell you that.
Jump?
We'll see.
Did you play in high school? Or
I'm not allowed to spoil the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're trying to make him give the whole thing.
I was asking.
You said you didn't even see it until you got casted, right?
Yeah, I saw it recently.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the movie's older than you. What year was you born?
I'm 98.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think about it when you saw it?
I was pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly surprised.
Well, most movies from that era don't hold up. From the 1900s, most movies
when
from
the 1900s. No, not the 1900s, but the 90s. Sometimes you feel like it's, I don't know. I thought it was going to be more gimmicky. Like the movie poster is like really colorful. And, you know, the title has like a novelty feel to it. And then I saw it and I was like, oh, this is classic.
It's an actual story.
The dialogue is classic. Yeah. Like, it's really well done, so...
Mm-hmm. So who you practicing with? Do you got like a, because you got money now, so you got like NBA players training you? Or?
Well, you know, the movies set me up with some people. So, you know, I haven't had to make any calls myself, but I'm open-minded. But they've been putting me in with some people.
Okay.
Did you get an acting coach?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how are you, sir? I'm sorry to come in so hot. How are you?
I'm cool. I'm busier than I've ever been.
That's a good day.
The kids miss you, man.
That's my mom texted me that last night. I mean, she said, "Come home, your mom misses you."
Aww.
She was texting me last night. She was like, "Yo, I feel like you're a balloon just floating away.
Mm-hmm.
F me up a little bit. Yeah, f me up a little bit.
Shit.
Like just on some real shit. I had a talk with my mom last night that just kind of like reset me. Funny enough, coming into this morning because it's just like I've been on the move, and I think that's what comes with anyone that's busy and away from their family comes with it. But it's like this is the first time for me where it's been just go. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting this album out and maximizing it. But, you know, I moved back to Kentucky and, you know, I want to be around my family. I don't want to spend my 20s across the world wearing my body out. You know, I want to be around my family. So.
You got to FaceTime your mom more at least, man. Why you on the road?
I do.
Okay.
She just, you know, she wants to be in my presence.
Word. She wants to see you. She wants to touch you, hug you.
Yeah, she don't want to go weeks without seeing me.
You don't bring her places sometimes?
Sometimes. There's places, but, you know, I mean... She has a job herself. She's in Louisville. You know what I'm saying? She has her own aspirations. She's actually a successful businesswoman. So she has things that she's chasing.
Mm-hmm.
But she just wants to see her son.
It's exciting to go to work though and be like, you know, my son. Because I know at work everybody's probably like, you know, that.
No, in Louisville it's crazy. That's one of the things we were talking about last night. I mean, you know, people know my mom, but now it's like
they know your mom.
Yeah, and they have questions for her, and they want to know her. That's what she was saying. They want to know her now. So.
Was she always proud that you were rapping? Because I know rap at one time was like, here you go.
She introduced me to rap.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was a really big rap fan growing up. She was at Public Enemy concerts and all that in the 90s. And so I dug into her CD collection in like the late 2000s. And one of my earliest memories is her buying Late Registration on physical and playing it in the car and telling me, yo, you can't say a lot of these words. And
especially the one that begins with N. Please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. Learn that early.
And now look at you on Kanye's album.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. It fucks her up. I know that. So, but she had, you know, she had the whole Outkast discography. She put me on the Tribe. Like, my mom was seasoned.
She's a hip hop head. Not just the hits.
She loves hip hop. So, I owe her my introduction.
Mm.
So, she loves that I do this.
That's dope. So, what did she say when you made the Donda 2 album?
I mean, I called her after he called me to come out there and be on it. And she was just like, she cries easily.
Mm. Do you remember the first time she told you she was proud of you? I mean, I'm sure she's told you that in life period, but I'm talking about because of who you are now.
She tells me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She's told me a lot throughout the process. Even since, I mean, I've been chasing this since I was a teen. You know, I was one of those kids burning CDs in middle school. I've been desperate to get on for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this has been something that's been a long time coming for me. So in middle school and high school, I was passing out mixtapes and was hitting small enough milestones for my mom to look at me and say she was proud. My dad too.
Dope.
Now from the beginning, for people that don't know.
Hold on real quick. Do you care to share one thing that she said to you last night that reset you?
Honestly, that balloon quote.
Balloon quote.
I mean, just her, like she, my mom's well spoken. She has strong analogies.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, I just feel like you're a balloon floating away from me. And I was like.
So it made you feel like you're not grounded anymore?
No, I just think the distance. She knows I'm still connected, like, you know, but. I just think it just reset me. It floored me, low-key.
Did you tear up a little bit? Did you cry a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's mom.
Yeah.
Where do you get your sense of humor from?
Oh, my dad. My mom's funny, too, but my dad is...
Sarcastic, has to be.
He's witty. My dad's really funny. He was in construction. Now my parents work together. They own a local sign shop.
So for people that don't know,
let's start
mm-hmm. from the beginning. When you started recording, you started making music, how did you get into the industry as far as meeting drama for people that don't know?
DJ great, Drama. That's standing out there right there. Yeah. Shout out to Drama.
Drama, Cannon, Lake.
Yeah, the whole squad. Like this. I was in Louisville 2016. I just graduated high school, and I was in my basement with my homeboy. And I checked Instagram, and DJ Drama had followed me. And I remember looking over at him. This is when Uzi was red hot. And so Drama was, like, very known for breaking artists at the moment. Obviously, he'd been doing it for a long time. But right then, for my generation, it was like, oh, DJ Drama can change your life.
The executive drama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I saw that, and I was like, yo, wouldn't it be crazy if I signed to Drama? And we, like, laughed about it. And I was like, maybe one day. A few months later, I moved to Atlanta, 6 hours from Louisville. So I was making drives to go down there, do open mics, like anything I could to get on. And I just had heard through the grapevine, yo, Drama wants to meet you. At the time, I'm working at Chick-fil-A at Georgia State. Me and my best friends have moved down. Like, I'm trying to meet anyone I can meet.
Your sarcastic ass work for Chick-fil-A?
No. You just proved I was why you're kitchen. Such a nice guy. Now we understand why you're such a
Well, no, they didn't put me up front. I wasn't my pleasuring.
Oh,
I was literally buttering buns.
My pleasure.
I was literally buttering buns.
Pause.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Resume.
And that's how you do it like this? So are the buns like up in the air?
No, there's like a machine. You just keep sending it. But like, you, if you're doing it all day, you just want to get fast.
Yeah.
Anyway. I get taken up to Mean Street by Randy, KY Engineering. It's like a crazy story how I met Drama. But anyway.
We want to hear it.
I know.
That's
it's
why
just,
you're here.
I know. I'm just saying it's extensive. Anywho, I go up to Mean Street, and I'm like, damn, it's DJ Drama. You know what I said? He's like, what up? Like, he just has his voice and shit. I'm like, damn, you really sound like that? Like, I'm just like, I'm fucked up about it. And so a few months later, we ended up doing the deal. But I knew immediately I wanted to be there. Obviously, their success made sense over the years, but they embraced me and they saw me for what I wanted to be. They didn't see me as a gimmick or like a novelty. They saw me as somebody that could really play ball. So,
were there other places trying to sign you at the same time?
Yeah, but it wasn't like, I wasn't in that red hot space where it was like bidding war. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like everyone wanted. They were pretty early, to be honest.
You know? How involved the Drama, Cannon, and Lake in the process of like making your music?
They're very involved, and I like to go do it and then I bring it back to them and, you know, they're very honest with their opinions and they push me. I'll think something's incredible and come back and find out it ain't. So they'll push me. Oh, I think this could be better. Cannon is, you know, the heaviest on the music side, but they all, you know, once we get to the end of the album, you know, they're helping track lists. They're a part of the whole thing. You know, they want to be a part of every step and I want them a part of every step. You know, I feel like I'm constantly seeking their approval.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Jack Harlow when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Jack Harlow. Charlamagne.
Now, whose idea was it to flip Fergie record?
Mine, probably.
Did anybody think it was corny? Did they be like, no, I don't know about that, Jack?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say corny, but when I was in the studio making it, and like once the first verse in the chorus done, I was like, this is a hit. I was charged up. I was telling everyone in the room, yo, this is a hit. And everyone was like, I don't know if it's a hit, bro. Like, you know, and I was like, damn, am I tripping? Is it not a hit? I was like, I feel so strong about this. So I'm proud of myself on that one. And I've been wanting that type of record. I idolized Fergie as a kid. So this is so full circle for me.
What made you push it regardless of people saying, we don't know?
You live with it. You live with it after days. And after a few days, I'm like, no, I'm not tripping. This is, people are going to be refreshed by this.
Did you play for your mom? Well, obviously your mom knows.
Yeah, I did.
She knew it was hit.
Yeah, she always just like, oh, when something, she likes something. Yeah.
What did the guy say? What did the Drum say? What did Cannon
smash
say?
Okay.
Wow.
First listen, smash.
Wow.
And when they did that in front of some of the company that was like, I don't know. I was like, I see.
How does a record like that change your life?
I'm in the midst of it right now.
Yeah. I know yesterday they would say there was a big crowd outside for you here at the station.
I mean, it's another good one. I'm hungry for the next one, but I mean, yeah, I don't know.
What about working with Lil Nas X? You know, that has to be a great experience too. Everything that ensued after that. Hilarity.
You know, it was phenomenal. I mean, the song changed my life. What really made me blown away about that song is when I added it to my set list and I realized, oh, he's making arena music, because I was doing theaters last fall, selling out like 2500s, and a lot of my music's like very conversational and intimate, and when that industry baby would come on, I'd see the place light up. So, you know, he pushed me to want to make bigger music because I'm moving into bigger rooms this year, so I want to make shit that's just, but Lil Nas is a legend.
How do you remain humble though with everything that's going on with the success and the Met Galas and the charts and all that? How do you remain still down to earth?
I think my nature just might be self-conscious enough, even in some maybe an insecure way sometimes, of just like, how can I be better, like, aware of myself? Like, I would be embarrassed to lose touch. I would be embarrassed to become arrogant. And I keep all my my friends around, everyone that I've came up with. You know, I'm a part of a collective called Private Garden that we started when I was in high school in Kentucky. It's like 8 or 9 of us, and the families continue to grow, but we're, the core of us is just stuck together. We tour together, you know, we go everywhere together, so.
And I think when you come from, like, humble beginnings, especially down south, you know what real life looks like. So, man, it's hard to get gassed up by this.
I mean, and that's like a weapon. When you go to L.A. or some places and you have, like, a soul to project, and people are just like, huh, there's something different there. So, nah, being from Kentucky is something that we've used to our advantage, because, you know, so many people don't come from a place where you had a chip on your shoulder. Like, we want to lift this place up, you know?
Now, you say you stopped drinking.
Yeah.
Why was that? And did you have a drinking problem, or is it just you just
nah,
gave it up?
Thanks for asking that, because I want to make that clear. I definitely didn't have a drinking problem, but that was like my vice that I enjoyed. You know what I'm saying?
I thought everybody raised off bourbon in Kentucky. I thought they get y'all on bourbon early.
Not early.
Like,
at some point.
Okay.
At some point you fall into it. Yeah, I haven't had a sip in a year and a half because I'm focused. I'm just hungry. I don't want to wake up with a dry throat. I don't want to wake up tired. I really care about my career a lot, and it feels like a fragile thing that, you know, not everybody gets. So while I have it, I'd like to just be clear. There'll be a time where, you know, I can sit back and enjoy, but right now I'm just like...
Focus.
It's helpful, too. It's changed. The last year and a half has changed my life and the lives of people around me, so we're rocking.
So even when First Class goes number one, how do you celebrate?
Man, we were so... Everybody was like, come on, like, let's at least do champagne and shit. We went to the studio. Everyone in there took some champagne. I didn't drink, but I felt good. I'm just head down right now, and I need to get better at enjoying, but I'm head down. I'm focused.
Now, has Dua Lipa responded to you having a song named after her on the album?
Not publicly.
Oh, but privately she has.
Well, you know, I wanted to get her blessing. So I FaceTimed her and played it for her, because I didn't want her to be blindsided about that or feel like, you know, creeped out or anything. I want her to, if she had said, yo, I hate it, I don't want it to come out, it wouldn't have came out. But she was like, oh, I mean, it's not my song. I suppose it's okay. She was just kind of thrown off, and she just let it go. So,
is that a woman you? Is that a woman you fancy? Is that why you made the record?
I admire her.
You admire
fancy.
Her?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about her?
Yeah.
Oh.
So now what? Like, is the conversations more awkward after that, or?
I'd say they're less awkward.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we're good. We'll see how the record does. I think when the song comes out, she'll grow to appreciate it even more.
Not if it flops. If it flops, you don't stand a chance with her, buddy.
Right.
Okay. Now, what about album projections? Because I see they're already talking about what the album is going to do.
Yeah, it's bizarre, ain't it?
Yeah. I'm like, how
why is
they
that
know
bizarre?
That?
I don't understand why that's bizarre. That's what they do. They do that with everything, though. Movies, music.
Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, making guesses, but it's almost like these, like, official mathematical projections, which, like you said, it ain't nothing wrong with it, but it's just... I thought it feels pretty recent that they started doing 5 days ahead of time after it comes out, like 5 days before the official. Now they have it before it comes out. They don't,
which
even,
is crazy.
But me personally, I like to see it. I'm curious.
What's it based on? Is it based on pre-sales? Or?
Couldn't tell you.
Nobody interesting. Heard the record.
Maybe the amount of songs, the anticipation. I have no idea.
What are you looking to do?
I mean, the goal when we made this album was like, last album I did was 51K. And so the goal for me, this wasn't in the back of our minds all the time, but I was like, I'd love to do over 100K this time.
Well, it's definitely going to do that from this projection.
So, you know, if you keep pushing it, you're just going to keep desiring, you know. But so that was the original I said. Let's be grateful that we got past that.
What's the projections?
180? 150 to 180?
I got it like 200, 225.
That would thrill me.
Yeah. I think you cleared 200 easy.
That would thrill me.
I think so, too.
Easy.
Not seeing the Drake record release.
It's coming. Yeah.
Now you somebody who they say that is very serious about your project. You don't leave the studio with any records. You don't email any records. So how did that record get leaked?
Wish I could tell you.
So you have no clue?
No clue.
Damn.
Yeah. I was pretty devastated.
Really?
Yeah. I was,
oh, because you wanted people to hear it on the album.
It's just like, it's one of my idols. Like, I just wanted to control that moment as best I could. But, you know, the universe has its way.
I thought y'all did that on purpose because the First Class was out and you were like, you know what, let me leak something.
For the streets.
That's a little more rappy.
I mean, I was... Nah, I wanted to clear the way. I wanted people to be shocked when that came out. So
now, when you heard Drake's verse, did you want to rewrite yours?
I wanted to add to it. The moment he did it, I was like, because he went.
He bodied you.
He went stupid. He went stupid.
You feel like he bodied you on your own?
I feel like the length did, but I feel like that's one of my best verses.
It's a good verse. Good verse.
I appreciate it. But he went so crazy that I was like, yo, I'm going to have to add bars or everyone's going to say he bodied me on my shit.
Yes. So yeah. Did you add bars?
Yeah.
Okay. So on the one that we hit Friday, it'll be...
Yeah, there's new bars.
Okay.
There's new bars. It's longer. Our verses are the same length now.
Do you feel like that's disrespectful when artists do that? I mean, artists got to do their thing when they write, but it's like, God damn, bro.
I feel split because I actually feel like it comes from a place of respect almost because... They had to get into that bag. They felt like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You activated me. You pushed me into this space.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I could ever feel disrespected because what are you supposed to tell somebody? Yo, take it easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You want somebody to give you a great verse. It's probably worse if they give you something that you like, I don't even really like that.
Yeah, and some of his bars meant so much to me that I could tell that he was like tipping his hat to me in a way that made me feel great, so...
I'm still holding a grudge against Drum and just wanted to body Drum's artist on the record.
I doubt it.
All right, well, don't move. We got more with Jack Harlow when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Jack Harlow. Now, how did you hook up with Drake?
The first time I met him, it was like 2019. We were in Atlanta and I was at a party. One of his parties, and he was walking across the party, and he saw me, and he just came over to me, and at the time, I was, like, pretty wide-eyed. I didn't have a big record out at all, but he was tapped in on me. He's like, yo, you got some hard shit. He just told me that. It meant the world to me. We've seen each other since over the years. When I had a show in Toronto, he came to the show. I went back to the crib. Like, we've gotten to know each other, and then the Turks trip, we've just...
Y'all took a vacation with each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was on his phone when he was looking over his shoulder at the Tiki? What's the name of the Tiki bar?
Captain Oaks.
Captain Oaks.
I didn't see his. I was looking into his earlobe, so I didn't see his phone.
His earlobe. Was it dirty?
Nah, it was clean.
Oh,
cleanest I've ever seen.
Any hole is the goal. Any hole is the goal.
I saw him processing that one. It took like 10 seconds. Like, what do I got for this? That's a great one.
Now, what are the most important things you learned from, like, working with the Lil Waynes and Justin Timberlakes and Pharrells and Drake's and on this album?
I mean, even like you said, Drake's verse was so hard. It's just you walk out of there like, got to keep sharpening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm somebody that's desperate to get better. I mean, that's why I've gotten to where I've gotten is I don't look at my music and I'm like, wow, I'm so great. Listen to this work I did. I look at my music that I've dropped and I'm like, what could be better about this? What's not connecting with people? So...
Mm.
All those artists make me reach. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They make me want to reach to be better.
Ever any intimidation factor sometimes? Like, shit, that's Wayne.
I
think earlier on, but I'm starting to feel, you know, they show a lot of warmth to me, and they make me feel like I might be who I think I am. So, you know, in this album, I didn't feel any intimidation, but I definitely have before in the studio. I've definitely had moments where I'm like, oh, I got to come with it.
I think people respect you as a rapper.
Yeah.
You know, which, you know, of course, being white, that's people think, oh, you're just here because of your skin. But then it's like, I think they respect you because of your boss.
I like to think so.
Do you hate that white rapper conversation? Like, he's dope as a this, instead of he's dope as a rapper.
I don't hate it. Nah, it don't bother me. Mm. Yeah.
Do you ever listen to your old mixtapes when you were young, passing them out in school?
Yeah, it's like, it brings tears to my eyes. Not even on an emotional level, just on some, like, turn this shit off.
That bad?
I mean, it's like anybody's shit. Like, it's like a middle school pictures. Like, everyone, even if you don't make music, like, you have something from your past that makes you cringe. Mm-hmm. I know, I see the beauty in it. It's just a young kid that wants it, but I can't hear that shit.
You should put some on for Throwback Thursday.
Maybe, we'll think about it.
Because that'd be cute, just to see the pride. You were a kid, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Now, we seen you at the game, and he was messing with the cameraman's
camera.
Yeah. Did they try to kick you out for that? Because you adjusting the light, the this.
Nah. People were so mad. Yeah, like, he could have made her lose her job.
Yeah, people were mad on the internet. You know, me and her were laughing together the whole game, so, you know, I was just fooling around. But, you know, I ended up apologizing to her because I never imagined that's what would happen, and things have cooled out for her, so I've talked to her since. Everything's in a good space now.
You got her chicken tenders?
Yeah, I'm working on that.
No, right?
Yeah.
Now, you know you're getting hot when you start to get the industry plant rumors.
I know, right?
You know? the conspiracy theories. I had somebody tell me Jack Harlow is the person that they're going to use to replace Drake.
Yeah, like, huh? I hear I'm like destroying masculinity, like a bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You are
destroying masculinity.
How is that?
How is hearing that?
No, no. How would you destroy masculinity?
That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, it's because you don't come from.
What?
What?
Wow, you had that bitch ready.
What do you mean? What the?
I have a lyric on one of my songs where I say I don't come from head, but you could try though. I didn't know you could pull that out.
Oh, that's just game. You just say that to her so she can go down there and be down there forever.
He could be
you
serious. Know some people don't. Is that true?
What?
Like, is that a true lyric, or you just say that to?
All my raps are real.
So never.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Goodness gracious, ye.
I'm not going to say that ain't a true lyric on this show right now. I'll tell you that. That's facts.
Okay.
That's my life.
So what do you ask after that, ye?
No, I was just thinking about because Emmy's wife had the same problem. So
that was a little different.
For 10 years.
Dang. A little different.
Wow. It's a
little
different. It's a wild statement she just
now
made,
I gotta
bro.
Now explain it. Now, it's just so awkward. So me and my wife been together since 16 and 15, right? You met her yesterday, right? So the first 10 years of our relationship, she didn't reach an orgasm.
That's all.
Don't it's okay. Laugh. It's don't okay laugh. To say it's you no don't fun. Give
it's
a
fuck. It's laugh. It's no funny.
I can't believe we're here.
Yeah. So she had to learn her body, and I had to learn her body. We were young. I was her first. We didn't know. So we talk about it in the book, and that's what it was. That's it.
I love your vulnerability.
There you go.
But they say you're destroying masculinity.
Huh? You might be, bro. Huh?
Now you got Topanga in the trailer.
Yeah.
For your album. Were you a fan of that show growing up?
I missed out on that show growing up.
Boy Meets World. How you know Topanga then?
I mean, she's still iconic. She's she's stood the test of time. She's an icon. I'm familiar, but I just didn't grow up with the show.
Wow. So you trying to double back? Like,
I just think she's iconic, and I got a lot of love for her. And she's been supporting me crazy enough since like 2017.
Really?
Yeah. She was super early.
How do you? Oh, she used to post about you and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like she had a she may still have it. She has a podcast with her husband Jensen. And they brought me on it really early. So they just been showing me love for a long time. Some relationships just, they work out. They're organic.
You seem like the type that don't forget things like that. You don't forget people who are like early.
Correct.
On you.
Correct.
Now also, I seen you at the Met Gala.
Yes.
What does Jack Harlow do at the Met Gala?
Shakes a lot of hands, wanders around.
Is it uncomfortable for you? Like, are you comfortable talking?
There's moments that are uncomfortable just because of how surreal it is. But that was my second one. I went to the recent one in September, and that one was more wide-eyed Jack. This one, I walked in there like I've been 10 times or something. So I felt comfortable the other night.
Did you feel like you belong?
Yeah.
Were you in the theme properly? I was looking at the outfit. I was, you know, sometimes the themes throw me off at the Met Gala.
Yeah, you and me both.
I was like, I don't understand what you're supposed to be wearing.
Do you like doing interviews with people like that? Like, I seen you do an interview on the red carpet, and the lady was like, what are you wearing? A suit? Or you just do that to fuck with them?
The second one.
The latter.
Did you see?
Maybe I'm just like protecting myself by being silly. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sometimes I just, if things fall out of my mouth. What were you about to say?
Did you see game one of the?
Yo, stop it, man! What's wrong with you?
Come on.
Oh,
did you see? Goal is the goal, man.
Don't play the game.
Even the mouth.
Don't play that game.
You think
game
I don't watch
him.
This show?
Oh, yeah, so you know.
Grew up on this show.
Oh man.
Charlamagne and I've been bro lovers for the longest time. People.
Man, shut up! You gonna tell everybody, your whole sex life?
Yeah, he keeps
just
on
keep telling
talking
Jack
to
about
him.
Your sex life. Why? Wait,
you said you're bro like
bromance.
Oh, y'all. What were you about to ask me, dog?
I was going to say, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, semifinals, right? You saw the two referees.
Just gloss over that and go to game one.
Breakfast Club, man. It's the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it is.
You said the two referees were asking who is Jack Harlow. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he caught it.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I have no idea. Go ask him. That was amazing.
What did you think about it when you saw it?
Iconic. I mean, it just, I don't know, it's perfect.
And then
I was like, oh,
it's
release week. Like, where to start?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I saw a whole article. Like, was he really in Chronicles of Narnia?
Oh, yeah.
He did a whole article on
you
like,
got that, right?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Because you see what they say about me.
Mm-hmm.
You see the meme.
Yes, I saw them. And I saw
somehow
the article.
I feel like I can't tell if you have seen it for real.
No, I saw you said. Because you look like the guy in the movie.
Okay,
I get that. I didn't know if there was something I was missing.
No, yeah. It's like, because there's a community of people that are like,
that
he was really
he
in Narnia.
Like-
he was really in Narnia, so I didn't know if people really, yeah. But yeah, they say I look like that half goat guy in Narnia.
So I'm an idiot,
so
bro.
So the fucking, when they posted The I rest thought, talking like that, I was like, clearly they never seen Narnia. And people were like, ah.
I'm a idiot.
What?
I thought you really dressed up as a goat to go to the Met Gala.
Dude, shut the up.
Because I saw that picture?
Yes. I swear to God.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that he was.
To be fair, the Photoshop on that was phenomenal.
I thought it was real. I promise you, I thought it was. Yo, I just glanced at it. And it's the Met Gala. So you
How have you not confronted me about that yet?
I don't care. I was like, that's the Met Gala. People dress crazy at the Met Gala.
You really thought I was.
I promise you, I thought that was you, bro.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing,
I
fam.
You, I scanned by it. I was like, I said, damn, Jack dressed. I couldn't tell if it was the devil
you
or
seen
a
that?
Goat.
You saw that image? Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
Did you see the picture?
Yes, but I seen him wearing a brown suit at the Met Gala.
I didn't see. I only
he missed
saw that
out on your goat, man. That's amazing.
The album will be out Friday, man.
The album's out today, man. Which one here? The album?
Let's do Movie Star featuring Pharrell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get into it right now. The album is out right now. Come Home. The Kids Miss You. And we appreciate you for joining us.
Jack Thank Harlow. You.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. It's Jack Harlow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, TMZ obtained some audio of Dave Chappelle at the after party from his Hollywood Bowl performance where he was attacked on stage. And here's what Dave Chappelle had to say about that incident.
I felt good. My friends broke his arm. How bad does it have to be that Jon Stewart will stomp him? That is very powerful. And I am sharing it with people I love very much.
When it comes to Isaiah Lee, the man who attacked him, he is not going to face felony charges after the DA declined the case, but he will face four misdemeanors instead. So that includes battery and possession of a weapon. And in a press release and video message, the Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Fiore announced that and said, after reviewing the evidence, prosecutors determined that while criminal conduct occurred, the evidence as presented did not constitute felony conduct.
Yeah, he should have got a.
Now that's weird to me.
The man had a fake gun. He had a knife, and if he would have been able to do what he wanted to do, which was probably stab Dave Chappelle, then where would we be at this situation? But the fact that they got it out of him and now charging him for felony, I think that's whack.
Well, let me ask you a question. What
All
do
right.
you have to do to be charged with a felony in Los Angeles? Like, what do
I
you
guess
have
stab
to do?
Him. To I guess charged. Actually stab him.
You
and he could possibly
stab
die.
Him?
But you could tackle a man, have a fake gun and a knife, and he could bump his head and die. But. You know what? It's crazy.
Yeah, because I saw he got four misdemeanors, right? And I know California is a very progressive state, but come on, guys. Like, you can't be that lenient on a person. Four misdemeanors for rushing the stage, sneaking in with a fake gun and a knife, and tackling a person? Come on. Come on. That's assault.
Now, Clear as far as the yourself. Hollywood Bowl, they said they are reviewing their existing procedures, both internally and with the assistance of outside experts, to continue to provide a safe and secure environment. They have implemented additional security measures, including an increased number of security personnel on site to assist with bag checks and other security procedures.
That is a comedian
yes,
on TMZ
told,
said that they actually seen the guy sneak in the VIP, and he said he told security. This was on TMZ. I just ran in. They said security did nothing, but they said they seen the guy sneak in the VIP. And he told them, and security did nothing.
I talked to people at the show who said that the security was just terrible, period. They said they walked in with a fanny pack, and their homegirl had a big purse, and they said they didn't get searched at all.
That's crazy.
All right, now 42 Doug was arrested by federal agents after landing at the airport in Detroit. That's unfortunate. And that is for failing to surrender and serve. Well, for failing to surrender. And he has to serve a 6-month prison sentence. So basically, he was on probation. Last May, he entered plea negotiations for a gun charge, which carried a maximum sentence of 10 years. So after that plea deal, he was able to avoid jail time, but they revoked his probation soon after. They gave him 6 months in jail and 2 years of supervised release. Now, he, I guess, had to go straight to jail now. So that's unfortunate for him. He's got a lot going on, so he's facing up to 5 years in prison now. And Lil Wayne has named his top 5 rappers ever in a conversation on the What's Right with Nick Wright podcast. And here's what he had to say about his top 5 rappers.
It's always going to be first Missy Elliott. Huge influence of everything I've ever done. Jay-Z is the best to ever even speak. And Biggie, obviously. Biggie, then I have the whole, as a whole, I have Goody Mob.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I have UGK.
UGK? Yeah. Okay, but so you don't have yourself?
Oh, no. Yeah. I can't touch them guys. I would never put myself in my list.
Oh, he's definitely on that list. Hey. Wayne gets busy, absolutely positively.
Yeah, Wayne's always giving Missy her flowers. He's always said Missy is his number one. And dropping the clues bombs for Goody Mob and UGK. You know, Hov and Biggie speak for themselves. But Goody Mob and UGK, if you've never done yourself a favor and listen to Soul Food by Goody Mob, please go do yourself the biggest favor. One of the greatest albums of any musical genre of all time.
And I like to hear Wayne doing interviews. Right. I know Wayne hit me one time and said he wanted to come on a Breakfast Club. I don't even know what happened with that, but I love to hear Wayne doing interviews.
All right, well, Missy Elliott responded. She said, whenever Lil Tunchi says my name in his interviews, Twitter don't have enough space for me to say my gratefulness because he is a legend himself who birthed many MCs after him. And as a man, to acknowledge me as a big influence for him, I send you love, Wayne. Another reason this warms my heart is because I've seen many times Lil Wayne has said my name over and over for years, no matter who the interviewers are, and he has never been hesitant to say me as a female, and for that, I am forever grateful. Okay, all right, and since you mentioned Goody Mob, let's talk about CeeLo. He sat down and did an interview with Page Six with Tashara.
Boy, this show's trash.
With Tashara. I don't know what's going on. But he was talking about trying to survive in the streets of Atlanta. Here's what he said he had to go through.
I used to take people's shoes and take people's jackets and stuff like that, just hang around at the train station and robbing people.
What year was this?
87, 88. So he basically said, you took my shoes at Hightower Station. And I said, sir, I'm so sorry. That was so long ago. I'm so young and ignorant. You know, please forgive me. Then he said, oh, I've already forgiven you. I've forgiven you 1,000 times. Your music let me know that there was an intervention in your life.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Well, if they can get things right, I'm going to give it to this young man named Philip Tost. I don't even know how you pronounce his name. It looks like all the S's are silent, but Philip Tostos.
I'm sure that's
not
right.
Can't possibly be his last name, but we'll figure it out. But that's who's getting donkey of the day, because he is a friend who is entitled, and I'm sure that, you know, we all have some of those. We'll talk about it for after the hour.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here from my friends at The General Insurance. Switch to The General and you could save over $500 on your car insurance. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com to find out more. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency in Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
WWPR FMHD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny shit to say out of his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the Day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but, like, I mean no harm.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, May 6th, goes to a Windsor, Ontario man named Philip Sossos. Okay, his name is pronounced T-S-O-T-S-O-S. And according to the how to pronounce thing, when you Google it, it's pronounced Sossos. I don't really know how to pronounce his name at all. Okay, I just know his last name sounds like it should be a pizza brand, which is ironic because he is a pizza delivery driver. Sossos Pizza. Okay, sounds like it's in the frozen food section right next to Totino's, right by the DiGiorno. Okay, grab me a Sossos Pizza. Well, that dream may could have been a reality. Okay, this man could have had his own, you know, frozen pizza line. But old Philip missed out on some bread. Or should I say dough? Wait, maybe cheese. Yeah, Philip missed out on some cheese. Raise your hands if you're listening and you are an active member of a lottery pool. Okay. I see you in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to us on Hot 103.9. You in a lottery pool that plays Powerball every week. Okay. Keep going. You never know. All right. I see you in Savannah, Georgia, listening to us on a 94.1 The Beat. You part of a lottery pool that likes to play that Jumbo Bucks Lotto. Huh? Monday's jackpot is $3 million, by the way. Oh, what about the lottery pool in Houston, Texas? Salute to y'all. You listen to The Breakfast Club on 93.7 The Beat. Y'all like playing that Texas two-step, don't you? Huh? The winning numbers for that last night were 15, 26, 33, 35, and 14, by the way. Next drawing is on Monday, and you got a chance to win $225,000. Now, I'm assuming folks do the lottery pool because the more tickets you can buy, the more you increase your chances of winning. I love it because I'm all for collaboration, okay? Unity and group operation is a must. But the thing about collaborations, there has to be something in place that makes that legal collaboration binding because one person could take all the credit. And taking all the credit could lead to that person getting all the money. And how can you trust this person to break bread fairly when they get all the money? Or in the case of this pizza driver, Philip, how can he expect an equal slice of the pie? Well, that's the dilemma Philip has gotten himself into. See, Philip is suing his friends. Maybe I should say so-called friends, but he calls them his friends. Okay, Philip was a part of a lottery pool, a group of 16. Let me tell you the story, because there is no news report. Philip, who is a pizza delivery driver, said he recently left his job at an auto parts delivery company, but he remained in the lottery pool with his colleagues. He said the pool was put on hold in 2020 during COVID, but picked back up again in March of 2021. Now, Philip said he didn't always pay for the tickets right away, okay? But the pool operated on a credit system. And at times in the past, he had owed up to $100, okay? But he always paid it off. Philip said in the 6 years he's taken part in the pool, he's never been cut off, and the pool operated on an opt-out basis. If a member chose to exit, they would have to tell the group. Now, Philip in June said he had a tab of $30. The organizer of the group told Philip he would need to repay the $30 and put another 10 into the pool to remain in the group. They had this conversation via text message. Philip told the organizer of the group, "This Friday, I will put that money in." Then Philip said, he replied, "Actually, I won't have to pay you anything. Just take it out of our winnings when we win." Well, the group's organizer, Stephen Tedesco, boy, y'all got some names on y'all. Webby voice. Tedesco also sounds like a frozen pizza, by the way. He told Philip, "Ha! Okay, but I charge interest, a high interest rate. I have kids to feed, LOL." Another member of the group replied to Philip with a reminder, "Hey, pay your $10 to stay in," which Philip replied, "I'm in." And then the person reportedly replied, "Okay, just wanted it in writing before the draw, LOL." It's almost like these people in this group just knew they would do for a win. And when they did, because this group of 16 won $1 million. A $1 million Max Million prize on a Lotto Max ticket. And guess what they gave Philip? If you guessed not a damn thing for $500, Alex, you are correct. And now Philip is suing for $70,000 and other costs, including interest. Let me tell you something. Philip, I don't think you have a case here. Okay, see, there is a difference between legality and friendship, okay? Business and friendship. On a friendship level, if dude been down for the last six years and, you know, he missed a week of payment, I might still break him off because that's just the type of person I am. But I'm not entitled to do that, okay? And the key word here is entitled. Defense lawyer for the group, David Robbins, said Mr. Sosaus, or whatever the hell his name is, did not pay to play. Okay, so we deny that he is entitled to any of the relief that he is seeking and will be vigorously defending the claim. And in this instance, he did not play and he was not included. I agree. He's not entitled to any of the money, but he feels entitled because that's just how friends are sometimes. Some friends that have been around you for a long time always feel entitled, and guess what? They are not, especially if they jump off the train before we get to our destination. That's what happens sometimes. You and your folks been doing something for so long, and everybody doesn't stay down. People get exhausted, want to do other things. Maybe they stop believing like they once did. And it's that one moment that a person decides not to be down that the breakthrough comes. And that's what it seems like happened in this situation. Okay, I don't believe the friend group owes him anything. I don't know what he's entitled to legally, but the group owes him nothing. And Philip, you definitely not going to get your money now, because what would have been your portion of the money is going to a lawyer now, okay, to defend the group against what I think is a frivolous lawsuit. Please give Philip Sauce. Damn, is it Sauce? Give Philip Sauce the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
What do you do in a situation like this? What do you do in a situation like this?
I don't know.
Because think about it. If you invest in something that hits, right, and your friend could have, like, let's just say your friend invested with you a couple of times before, you know, and the investment didn't pay off. But this one time that you invested something, you telling him, like, yo, get down on this, and he didn't or she didn't. And then, you know, it pops off. Do you owe that person anything just because y'all invested some times before?
No.
You don't owe anybody anything, but if you choose to do it, nice. But if you don't have to.
That's what I say. I feel that way, too.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, up next, Torre Roberts will be joining us. He's an author.
Torre Roberts, man. Pastor. okay? Spiritual leader, entrepreneur. All right, he comes from a great family of spiritual leaders. That's Bishop T.D. Jakes' son-in-law, and he's married to Queen Sarah Jake Roberts, man. I love hearing these individuals speak, okay? They really got us through, especially during the pandemic, so can't wait to talk to Tory Roberts. He's got a new book out called Balance.
That's right, and we're going to kick it with him next. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. Author Torrey Roberts.
Hey. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm excellent. Excellent. Great to be here with you, sir.
Absolutely. The new book, Balance, Positioning Yourself to Do All Things Well. Tell us about that title, man.
Well, you know, when you think about balance, it's something that everybody's after. You never hear somebody saying, I feel like my life is so balanced. It's always something that they're operating from a deficit from. And so I've discovered through my own journey with balance, balancing family, life, church, ministry, business, that you can achieve it, because most people think it's a myth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You said balance is a place. So tell us about that place.
Yeah, so most people think that balance is a discipline. If I figure out how to divide myself up to, you know, between my family, my work, etc., then that's how I achieve balance. But I've discovered that balance is really about becoming all of yourself. It's a place where peace flows. It's a place where your highest self lives. And mm-hmm. so it's not about discipline. It's about what you bring to becoming whole. So in other words, let me put it this way. It's not about giving pieces of yourself to something, because that's what most people think.
Mm-hmm.
I got a family, I got a wife, I got all these particular things. How do I divvy myself up? And I can't give my wife 10% of me.
That's right.
I can't give work 10% of me. So I have to find out how to become all of myself and then give my highest self to everything in sequence.
Let's talk about how you got to that point, because in the foreword of the book, the great Sarah Jake Roberts, your wife, she says, I can remember the first time I witnessed him break the rhythm of our life so that we could address what the soul of our family needed. What did that look like?
Oh, it was amazing. So a lot of times we get caught up in the rat race of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have responsibilities. Those responsibilities are real. But the reality of it is there's something missing. There's something that we need. So I had to stop and recognize that, yeah, you know, I had a congregation, you know, that day I didn't counsel service, but I excused myself from the pulpit. I had somebody else speak, because I realized that what my soul needed and the soul of my family needed was not for me to get and go stand on that stage, but for us to take a minute, pause, breathe, and get what our family needs.
Mm.
And so in the book, I talk about the difference between self-awareness and soul awareness.
Mm.
Self-awareness, a lot of people are self-aware, you know, they're trying to understand why they do things, and I think it's wonderful.
We use that phrase all the time.
Self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful thing. People are trying to get in touch with self, but there's a deeper level to that. Mm-hmm. Soul awareness. You know, you were created not just a self, but a soul, and mm-hmm. so it's a deeper level. So me taking the time to be still, I saw what my soul needed and the soul of my family needed. And it's just critical, self-aware, but soul aware. Are you really tapped into your soul? You know, and in order to do that, you got to stop. Life is noisy. Most people, see, if you don't know the difference between self and soul, your soul will be craving something. Your soul will need something. It will long for something, and you'll be trying to satisfy it with what self wants. And so you'll be trying to satisfy it with, you know, physical things and all that kind of stuff, because you're trying to, you sense the longing, but you aren't in touch with your soul deep enough to know that it's the soul that's hungry. And what you do to satisfy the soul is different from what you do to satisfy the self.
No, I think that's so interesting. And I agree with you 100%. But I feel like there has to be a level of self-awareness to even know you're lacking that.
For sure.
You know?
Self-awareness is where it starts. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I'm not down in self-awareness. That's where it starts. But there's another level.
Now, another thing you talk about is noise.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, and I thought about that when after I read that, and I was paying attention to like all the noisiness around me,
mm-hmm.
and trying to just find that stillness.
Mm-hmm.
So can you discuss that for people who may be having that same issue?
Yeah, I mean, the reason why most people aren't soul aware is because they don't know how to be still enough. Man, life is noisy. Like every single day, there's so many things coming at you that you don't know whether it's your thought, whether it's somebody else's thought.
That's right.
You get on social media,
right,
and you scroll and you go through like 40 different emotions in 30 seconds. You're mad, you're happy, you're sad, you're envious, you're jealous, all these sort of things. And so it is the discipline of silencing the noise. And here's why that's hard. Noise has become normal.
Mm-hmm.
Stillness should be normal, but it's so noisy. And so you got to be extremely intentional about shutting it down, silencing the noise so that you can hear your own thoughts and prayerfully connect with your soul, because your soul knows what it needs. And if you listen to your soul, it will lead you to balance.
That's an imbalance. That's a heavy imbalance, because you'll have people, and I think about this, you'll be at, this person will be at home minding their business, and you'll post something that you know is going to infuriate people. You post something that you know is going to be noisy. And I'm like, why would you disturb your peace by disturbing the peace of others?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that if when you're a noisy person, in essence, you're a chaotic person. Chaotic people create chaos. It just kind of is what it is. And it isn't until you can come to a place of stillness and quiet the noise in your life where you don't have chaos inside that you can manifest, produce, project chaos outside. And that's why I wrote this book. I want to get rid of the inner chaos so that we can come back to this place of flow and harmony.
How? What are some ways you do that?
For me, like, people always ask me, like, what's the first step to balance? I say the first step to balance isn't a step at all. It's to stop. And the crazy thing is, and here's the hard, people think that it takes faith to step out. And that's true, but it takes more faith to stop, to believe that you can actually stop and your world will not come crashing down. You need to stop. I need to stop. We're not machines. We can't, even machines can't run and run and run and run without service, without coming down. So for me, you know, I stop. I get still. I try to become aware of what's going on. Like, what do I need? You know, this day it might be a drive. You know, I might just need a drive. Another day it might be a walk. Another day it might be, you know, just to get still, lay out, meditate. And so it changes. It varies in the moment. But if you're still enough and sensitive enough, you'll know exactly what discipline you need to get where you're trying to go.
Can you expand on the five signs of imbalance that you talk about in chapter five?
The first one is stagnation. When you feel stuck, just know that you're out of balance, because everything is supposed to move. We're moving right now. If I look close enough at you right now, I'm going to see your chest going up, going back. The whole earth is spinning. If you don't have bowel movements, well, that's probably a little nasty, but if you don't have bowel movements, you're in trouble.
Something wrong.
You need some fiber.
Yes, you need some fiber. So stagnation is unnatural. So stagnation is a sign of imbalance. Declining thought life, right? All of a sudden, no matter what somebody says to you, all you hear is a negative. They said hello and you said, why are you talking to me? I'm trying to, you know what I mean? So a declining, when you go to the lowest possible outcome of a conversation, that's another sign. Weariness is another sign of balance. And there's a difference between tiredness and weariness. I define weariness as this: the gradual gravitational pull down to the tarmac of disaster.
Oof.
When you are weary, you are on your way down. You're not producing right. You're not acting right. Listen, your integrity can start slipping. Why? Because you're weary. And the way that you deal with weariness is different than the way you deal with tiredness. Tiredness, you can take a nap and be okay. Weariness means that you are physically, emotionally, and spiritually drained. Mm. You need a nap, that's good, but you're going to have to do something to restore your spirit, your soul, and your mind, get you back aligned so that you can get busy and be your highest self. Envy and jealousy is another one, right? When you're not balanced, when you're out of balance, you hate to see success on somebody else,
right?
Because you haven't tapped into the environment that affirms you in who you are, right? So when I'm balanced, man, I'm good with you doing well because I feel connected to that.
That's right.
And so those are just some of the signs. I think that was four. The fifth one, I can't remember, but yeah, just read the book.
I'm not going to give it all to you.
Yeah.
All right, we got more with Tore Roberts. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Tore Roberts. Charlamagne?
Let's talk about the power of no. And I like what you said earlier about, you know, being a servant but taking time for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even if you are of service, it is okay to say no. You got to set your boundary. Why is the power of no so important?
Oh, no is everything. No is important because yes is expensive. When you say yes to something, you are committing your energy, you're committing your time, you're committing your availability. And what happens is, if you give out these yeses, and it's easy to give out a yes, there's instant gratification, people love you, oh, you're people pleaser, oh, you know, there's no conflict or whatever. But what happens when you've given out so many yeses? And remember, you're a limited resource. You have a limited amount of energy, limited amount of time. You're limited. So if you're giving out all your yeses all day, every day, when something that you prayed for, was something that you worked hard for, when an opportunity shows up, you're out of yeses. because you spent, yes, it's currency. Mm. You spend all your currency on things that matter. So I think no is important. The only way that you're going to have enough yeses to win in life is if you give a healthy amount of no's. The reason why I love no is because no will qualify a relationship. Because there's some relationships mm-hmm. that only work because you always say yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
And if you can't handle my no, then we ain't friends.
Question, do you think, because I know some people will say, well, God never says no, which I disagree with.
I completely disagree with that.
Could you break that down?
Let me tell you something. So in 2019, I was blessed to produce a television show based on my life that we sold to ABC Studios. It was serendipitous every step along the way. Everything came together. We sold the show in the room. We got the right writer attached to it. We got, you know, it was everything was flowing. It was blessed. We shot this thing on the same set that Seinfeld was. I mean, all these signs, it was on. It was all the trades were talking about it. Variety, Hollywood Reporter, Deadline. This is going to happen. It was a put pilot. The studio put millions of dollars into producing this. Yes, yes, yes. I'm in L.A. I'm from L.A. I got my bags packed, ready to come to New York for the upfronts because this show is going to series. I'm like, woo, let's go, let's go, let's go. And then we got the call at the last minute. Network said we're not taking the show to series.
Wow.
And I'll be honest with you, I tried to play it off, but I was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
But then something came to me, and something was like, God was in all the yeses. When you had all the yeses along the way, you were praising God. Do you mean to tell me that you can handle God's yes, but you can't handle his no?
Mm.
What I learned is I knew how to win, Charlamagne, but I didn't know how to lose.
Mm.
Who you are when you lose says more about you than who you are when you win.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that there's a difference between losing and being a loser. There's a difference between failing and being a failure. I have this saying, never waste a perfectly good failure. Because if you do an autopsy on your failure, you will find tips and tools and insights to set you up for the next win that will come if you keep your head up.
Wow. How do we get over the guilt of saying no to people we love?
Listen, they'll get over it. If they, I mean, at the end of the day, like yeah. See, because here's the thing. What we're talking about is loyalty. I grew up on loyalty. My parents were Black Panthers, so the Panthers were loyal to each other. I grew up in Watts. I knew all about loyalty there. I'm extremely loyal. But loyalty is tricky. I have a limit to my loyalty. And my limit to my loyalty is if me being loyal to you makes me disloyal to me, we're done. That's the limit of loyalty.
Wow.
So it is this fault. People say, you know, I'm loyal to a fault. Loyalty is not supposed to make you, it's not supposed to bring you to a fault. Loyalty is supposed to be a good thing. So you just get over. You say, listen, you can be nice. Hey, you know, look, I love you. I wish I could do this,
right.
You know, but I can't because if I do this, that's going to violate something that I'm trying to accomplish.
How does someone know that they're balanced?
Some of the signs, I think, of being balanced is you feel abundant. You have an abundance of patience. You have an abundance of creativity. You have an abundance of innovation. You feel abundant. And so when you're not balanced, it's the opposite of that. You have a deficit mentality. You have a lack mentality. I know successful people that we would, you know, some people would just love to be them. But the only reason why they are successful on the level that they're successful is because they have a lack mentality. They're not running towards their abundance, they're running from lack. And that's fear.
Mm.
And the problem with that, you might say, well, if they're successful, why does it matter? It does matter because one, if you are successful being driven by an abundant mentality, you're unlimited. Fear is limited. When you're running from something, and that used to be me. I was running from Watts, you know, and I thrived in corporate America for many years, but I was running. I couldn't even enjoy it. It was never enough.
Now, you've mentioned Watts a couple of times. What set you, Clint?
I appreciate you asking me that. Mm-hmm. I was more around.
Okay, okay.
Than, but I knew all the guys, but the closest gang was Grape Street.
You never wanted to be either?
You know, I think that I admired, as a young man, who didn't have his father in the house, I think I admired the loyalty, I admired the respect, I admired all that stuff. But honestly, the older guys kept me away from it.
All right.
They were like, I remember them like, look, man, you're too smart for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you almost to a certain degree, you're like, you're not really like us. So I had people like that watching out for me. And the street that I lived on, it was amazing because, like, crazy things happened across the street. Crazy things happened on the street behind mine, but my one street, I think it was my grandmother's prayers or something, my one street was covered. Mm-hmm. And so I think God shielded me because there was a purpose on my life. Now, I did get shot when I was 16 years old and I almost died. Wow. You know, that did happen to me.
Drive-by?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference between finding balance and finding worthiness?
I think that worthiness is very much a part of it. Because okay. I think when you're balanced, you experience your value. When you're balanced, you don't really need much. I think that when you're not balanced, man, you're needy. You know what I mean? Like in the book, I talk about, you know, alone and how a lot of people think that being alone is a negative thing. No, it's not. In fact, like alone, if you break down the origin of that word, it's from a Latin phrase, al ana. Mm-hmm. And that means all one. So alone was never this thing that meant that you were deprived of something or you're missing out of something. It actually means that you, because you're alone, you have the opportunity to be all one, all of yourself. And so a lot of people, you know, many people, I should say, want to be in relationships. They don't want to be alone. They feel like it's a setback to be alone. No. Get your wholeness together. Become our honor. Become all one. When I met my wife, man, I wasn't half me. You know what I mean? I was all me, right? I didn't need her and she didn't need me. And so it was our wholeness because we were all one that we said, hey, wait, we can rock together because we match. Mm. And what matched was our wholeness.
Torre Roberts, balance, positioning yourself to do all things well. Go get that. When does it come out?
Today.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, absolutely. All right, today. You know, I got the advanced copy. Torre, thank you for joining us, brother. Hey. It's always a pleasure, man. You know, y'all whole family really gets me through in a real way. From your father-in-law to your wife to yourself. Like, I am really tuned in to the Potter House in a real way. So thank y'all for your service.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes,
much
sir.
Love to
thank
each of you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's Deej. We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you.
24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
KNV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk new music.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Method Man has a new album out, Meth Lab Season 3, and it's 12 songs live from the Meth Lab featuring Redman, KRS-One, JoJo Pellegrino. So, yeah, get ready for that. Jadakiss Capadonna. Jack Harlow, as you know, because he was on the show this morning, has a new album out today, Come Home, The Kids Miss You. On that album is a lot of heavy hitters like Drake, Lil Wayne, Pharrell, Justin Timberlake, all kinds of people. Also, Bad Bunny has a new album out, Un Verano Sin Ti, and you can listen to that. It's the follow-up to his 2020 El Ultimo Tour del Mundo.
What does that mean?
Of the world. Oh, un verano sin ti. He's also starring in the upcoming Marvel film El Muerto, which we discussed previously. Here's some new Bad Bunny. And Ella Mai, her new album, Heart on My Sleeve, and you can listen to her interview on The Breakfast Club's YouTube channel or on the podcast. It's been nearly 4 years since she put out her debut album, and now Heart on My Sleeve is out.
Okay, shout out to
Ella Mai. Here's Ella Mai's Leave You Alone.
Can't stop falling for you. Such a freak of lady. Make this good girl crazy. I can't leave you alone.
Now, Future has added 6 more tracks to I Never Liked You. It's a deluxe edition, including the previously released Worst Day. The new tracks include features from Lil Baby, Babyface Ray, 42 Doug, Lil Durk, and Young Scooter. Here's Future with Like Me featuring 42 Doug and Lil Baby.
You can't turn mud into diamonds and you won't feel my pain.
So I used to sell drugs and block flash, you don't even know how far I came.
And by the way, I Never Liked You is on pace to be the best-selling album of the week. A lot of those streams that he got, because he reportedly got 60 million streams in the U.S. on the first day of release, came from Apple Music. And it broke some Apple Music global streaming records for 2022. Congratulations to him. And IDK has a new EP and out called...
Biggest release of the year, too, right? One of the biggest releases
biggest
of the year.
Release
I think
of
it's
the
biggest rap release of the year.
Yes, indeed. And IDK has a new EP out. It's called Simple.
And bombing through it through my music. Is you stupid? Don't make them have to call the coroner to come use it. I got a lot of power and I let her abuse it.
Also, A$AP Rocky, quote, proposed to Rihanna. And that was through his grills in their video, DMB, That's My Bitch. Okay? That single and accompanying visual arrived yesterday. Here's the song.
I share my clothes with my chip, like she, my sis. I don't beat my chip. I need my chip. I clean my crib. She beat my friends.
Rihanna does star as his love interest in that video. You can see his grills where it says, marry me, spelled out. And then she smiles and her grills say, I do. Sorry, y'all, but they are too cute. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your new music.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, don't forget, today I'm going to be on the Wendy Williams show. Me and the wife are going to be discussing real life, real love with Michael Rappaport. So definitely check your local listings to see when that is coming on. And, of course, my car show, that's right, June 19th. If you're looking for a perfect Father's Day gift, you're in the area, you want to head over to Houston for Father's Day weekend, come on out. It's a family fun event. Rides, carnival games, and a whole lot more. Shout out to Trader Truth. We're doing Houston versus New York. And then July 9th, we're going to be heading over to Atlanta. We got a lot of cool things for you guys. So if you haven't picked up your tickets, pick up your tickets now. Up next is the People's Choice Mix. We throw it back on a Friday. So let's go.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Angela Yee here from my friends at the General Insurance. Switch to the General and you could save over $500 on your car insurance. Call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com to find out more. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency in Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
WWPR FM HD1 New York.
And iHeart Radio Station.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Rule, Ja Rule's here.
Yo, what's good, my family? What's happening?
You can't call it. What you got going on this weekend, Ja?
Man, we got the Mother's
Day. Usually you ask how the brothers doing.
Oh, hold on. You're right.
No, you're right.
Ja walked in. Ja was like, yo, light a candle for me, man. Set the vibes. We lit the candle.
Can we get how his are mic you, my brother? To him?
Can you say how you doing? How your family? How your kids?
Now, Ja, you know.
My bad.
You know I'm good.
Apologies.
Now I'm going to make you spit the gum out. Come on, man.
Oh, shit. My gum, you hear me?
Goodness, man.
What are you doing this weekend?
Let's get it together, guys.
So, Ja, how are you doing?
How
Ja?
Are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Couldn't be better.
How's
man.
The family, be my brother?
Family's good. Kids are good. Okay. Life is good.
How you coming here looking like your son? You like you done lost weight? You done flipped
why does his son look like him?
Everybody look like their son. Yes. Envy looks like
no,
your
no,
son.
No, your son looks like you. But you look like your son, like you aging backwards is what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, I don't know, man. He might be aging forwards. He might look a little older. That's probably what it be. Nah, but I just try to take good care of myself. I'm looking to get your skin regimen, man. You
see, Dr.
I'm
Sandy.
I'm getting some pimples in my old age, man. So pimples.
Yeah, Dr. Natasha Sandy. She in Baltimore, but she come to New York. That's easy.
Yeah, what do you use to wash your face? I gotta ask you that because a lot of guys don't use like real face washes.
Pull the mic.
Yo, my bad. Yeah, I got like I use face cleansers and stuff like that.
That means he don't know. That means he uses wife's.
No.
Do you exfoliate?
I got Kiehl's. I use. They got a nice like it's like a rub. And it like gives you like that nice tingling sensation on your face.
Can we get him some butter skincare or something?
You know what I'm saying? Give you that good, you know. But I've been using like masks and stuff like that.
Maybe it's too harsh. It might be a reaction to that. I don't know.
It might be. Or you know, sometimes when you do it, like your face gets used to it, I think. And now you got to keep doing it or your face reacts to it. I think that happens too. I'm not sure.
Okay, he knows about his skincare regimen.
I try to keep it fresh. You know?
Yeah, that hat and jacket is very fresh. The only built for Cuban links.
Yeah.
Snap
yeah,
back.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Man. I made these, man.
Really?
Yeah, this is from my Vibes concert that I did with
Ray and Ghost.
Ray and Ghost, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk. Can we talk about this Vibes concert series?
Okay, now it's making sense.
So explain this Icon Vibes concert series. Tell us all about that.
So Icon is my live streaming app that I created. It's kind of the first of its kind, not in streaming app form, but it's the first of its kind in a Web3 streaming app platform where I let artists monetize their content, you know? Mm-hmm. Web2 is kind of about, you know, the big dogs owning everybody's content and everybody's information. Web3 is more about, you know, us owning our content as creators and monetizing it. So, you know, I created this platform for content creators to be able to do that. But then I branched out a little bit and I wanted to, you know, get into original content creating. So I created this dope series called Vibes. And it's all about the classic material. Artists doing they give, you know, us giving each other our flowers, man. And us doing those classic bodies of work. So I did the first one, Pain is Love. I did my Pain is Love album. Mm-hmm. But the key to it is you got to do it with a live band. Mm-hmm. We dress up. It's kind of like, it feels like the, Raekwon said it, he said it's like this new Cotton Club. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it feel like a jam session for hip hop and, you know, the band is rocking and dudes, you know, we going off into old R&B records and rapping over them. It's a vibe. It's a real vibe.
I was highly upset I missed the Raekwon and Ghostface one. Because I saw all the video afterwards, and I was like, that's some I would go to.
Yo, it was so... It's a date night, too, because, you know, you getting dinner at the venue, you know, drinks. I do it at Sony Hall.
Oh, Sony Hall, yeah.
Big shout to Sion and my people over there at Sony Hall, man, for letting me abuse the building like that. You know what I mean? But it's a beautiful thing, man. It's not just a show. It's not just a concert. It's a moment in hip hop. We creating, you know.
It's an experience.
Yeah, it's an experience.
Now, is
man.
It streamed in the metaverse as well? Or is that something you're thinking
Not yet,
about?
But you know, I own land in the metaverse and stuff. I'm actually creating a like my own version of Madison Square Garden, if you will, in the metaverse. I think I'm gonna call it the Iconic Garden Arena. And it's for us, you know, artists to do concerts.
What's the Mother's Day good music festival?
Oh, that's where we started. We're going to get back to it.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, yeah. On the Mother's Day concert, man. It's like, that's like a versus reunion and shit. Like
okay.
Now. Yeah, it's me and my sister, Shanti, my brother, Fat Joe, and and my other sister Lil Mo. So we gonna
Remy Ma too, right?
Remy Ma, yeah. Excuse me, my other sister Remy. Yup, that's all of us. And so we're gonna go tear that thing down.
Where's it happening?
It's at Hulu
Theater. Hulu Theater, MSG. Yep.
MSG.
So if y'all ain't got your ticket, I think it's almost sold out. But get your tickets if there's something left. Come out, bring your mama. You know, I got them love songs, man. I'm gonna put it on you. Not on your mama though. Not on your mama.
Well, it's Ja Rule. We appreciate you for joining us, brother.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
Make
for
sure you get
me,
your
gang,
tickets.
Gang.
Mother's Day Good Music Festival, Madison Square Garden. Get your tickets.
And we got a shout out to Jack Harlow for stopping through today, and Torrey Roberts for coming through as well.
That's right.
Yes,
make sure
indeed.
You go grab
and
balanced.
And I also want to shout out Mary J. Blige. You know she has her Strength of a Woman Summit happening this weekend in Atlanta. So I'm heading out to Atlanta now to moderate a couple of panels and do some things with Pepsi. So shout out to everybody in Atlanta and anybody who's coming. I think all the summits and all of that stuff is for free. And the Gathering Spot. It's going to be at the Gathering Spot. And you know I love that place when I go to Atlanta. Black owned. Shout out to Ryan who owns the Gathering Spot. We're going to have a good time.
All right. And also don't forget, I'm going to be on a Wendy Williams show with Michael Rappaport today. Check your local listing so you can check out me and the wife on the Wendy Williams show.
That's right. And I just want to salute to Torrey, man. Make sure you go buy Torrey Roberts' book, Balance. You know, it's out right now. And that's my positive note. You know, balance is not something you find. It's something you create.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.